Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I have been welcomed so I can speak to you. And I am Sarah May. And this is Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May, which is obviously me. I'd like to say hello. How are you all, you lovely listeners? Have you had a good week? Have you had a mixed week? We're welcoming callers into the show. So if you do want to come in and have a chat, then please do. And you will get a free reading. The number to dial is 760-283-4611. 760-283-4611. Free calls from America. If you do prefix by 001, everybody outside of America, 001 prefixed, there will be a slight charge, so you do need to check the charges for those calls. You can also go via Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And if you have a look and you find the show Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May, which is dated today, you will see the telephone number on the top right hand side, and next to that is a little Skype button, very small. Just click it and you come through via Skype, and we would love to hear from you. I would like to announce that this is my last but one show of Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. So it's a little bit sad and a little bit happy. But I will always be working with Spirit, and I have plenty of new ventures coming up. So if anybody wants to connect with me, my Facebook page is open to everybody that wants to come onto it, Medium Sarah May. So, you know, you can come and find me there. And I tend to put most of my events on Facebook. My website is coming back. It's actually not live at the moment, but it will be coming back very shortly. And so you can pencil in www.sarahmaypsychic.com or even sarahmaypsychic.co.uk. It's been updated by a lovely special lady. So, and I'm sure that's going to be fantastic when it's out there. So that's how you can get hold of me via, well, Facebook's probably your best bet. May Sarah May on Twitter. Right. Any of you can listen back to the show. So if you're thinking, oh, I haven't got a pen, I haven't got time to write all of this down, don't worry about it. All of the shows are podcasted, so you can listen back to them. Now, I'm looking towards a really lovely show tonight because I've brought somebody very special back, which maybe some of you regular listeners have wondered, where on earth did he go? And I'm really chuffed and pleased to say this evening in England, where it is snowing, by the way, or it has been snowing, I've got the fantastic Oscar Villiers. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm sure he will correct me when he comes on. So Oscar will be coming on, and I'm going to have a little bit of a chat with Oscar in a little bit, and we'll see where is he gone. But I'd like to know a little bit about him. You know, so we can share his abilities, you know, where he got it from, where he's from, and where you'll find him and we'll have a little bit of a chat with Oscar very shortly. Would like to say I asked a special lady to choose my music this week, and that is Mel Blaze. And I know she's listening into the show, and she is the other half of Mr. Grant Collier, who you will hear tomorrow night on Mike Spirit FM. He will be on at 9 o'clock, Above and Beyond with Grant Collier. But all the songs that you will be hearing tonight have been chosen by Mel. And that sort of, it got me off the hook a little bit. We're having a little bit of a giggle in Facebook. And I said, could you choose my songs for next week? And of course, there she was. And they're lovely songs. So we're looking forward to those. All right. So any of you out there want to call in, please do. Interact with the show. I'm really looking forward to working with Oscar. And I'm going to talk to him in a short while. I'm just going to give you a little bit of an indication of what I'm up to over the coming weeks. I'm looking towards going to the Skirrid Inn in Monmouthshire on the 1st of February for a ghost hunt. I will be going as a guest, I won't be working, and I've got a very lovely friend who used to produce me on Sky TV by the name of Don Phillips, and he is the owner of GSI Paranormal. He's a fantastic guy. He's an actual wonderful communicator as well, but he's very down to earth in the way that he does it. And brings a lot of evidence and proof. Always gets voices. The voices come through. Gets a lot of evidence. So I think that's going to be a bit spooky. And I'd like to go there. And any of you that want to go, there are tickets available. You find it all on my Facebook if you want to come and have a look. It's open for everybody. I'm at the Fairfield Pub, Public House, in Leicester on the 2nd of February. And it's a sellout. It's a sellout, but it was a sellout before I was invited, so don't presume it was because of me. But I'm going to be doing an audience there and some mini readings with a fellow lady that I work with on Sky Television by the name of Maria. And we're a little bit like the psychic sisters. We used to nod a lot when we were reading on the television. If I was reading, she'd be nodding, and if she was reading, I'd be nodding. So we do link very closely together. Maria and I will be at the Fairfield Pub. They're looking at doing another one in March/April. So there will be tickets available, but the 90 tickets went very quickly. And that's basically a buffet. It's an audience with me. We've got some mini readings going on. And the Haunted Guys, I think it's Haunted Happenings. I need to check that out. We'll let you know next week. They're maybe going to have a look around the pub afterwards to see if we can see if there's any activity there. So looking forward to that. 6th of February, I am in Borsal Common in England with fantastic Linda Harris, shopping in indulgence fairs. Now this is a place called the White Horse. And spookily enough, my mate Mark Shaw is the manager there, but I didn't ask Linda to book it. She just happened to find herself there. And I said, so do you know, Linda, I actually predicted Malcolm would be in that pub. And it's lovely for me to go and work there. I've done it once, and we're going back to do another show there, which will be readings and pampers and all that sort of thing. With Linda on the 1st of the 3rd at the Manor Hotel in Meriden, I don't know whether it's the centre of the world. I know it's the centre of something. It's quite a landmark, Meriden is, in England. And I've got other stuff coming up during March and April as well, which maybe I'll talk about next week in my last show. But there is something that I do want to mention to all of you, which is a very special show that I'm doing on my mum's birthday on the 25th of May in Tunbridge in Kent with the fantastic Grant Collier and another wonderful ambassador for the kind of work we do, but he's a master palmist. His name's Robin Lown, and I had the pleasure of having my palm read by Robin on the radio. And I bet you're wondering how he did that. Well, we sent a copy of the palms for Robin to have a look at, and he didn't know who I was. And I was amazed with what he came out with, and what a guy. So Grant, Robin and myself, via Spooksavers, www.spooksavers, I think it's .co.uk, but try the .com just in case. And they've got like an orange logo, Spooksavers. All tickets are available on there. That's a biggie, that one. A few people, about 350-seater, and it's at the Angel Centre. I've got a really good feeling about that, and I'm really looking forward to it. So there's just a little bit about me and my up-and-coming events. I am doing development groups as well, started those back up again, so I'm really busying myself up. And I will be taking development groups with Linda Harris, both Reiki Masters, and she's coming in to train to actually in view of taking groups herself, which I love. I love to be able to share and pass on. And that's proving to be very popular. And that will be on a Wednesday and it starts next week. So there we go. I think you maybe in the future will find me back on the radio. But keep an eye on my Facebook page and everything I do will be announced on there. So there we go. Now at this point, I am going to bring in my fantastic, lovely friend, Mr. Oscar. Now, Oscar, can you come and talk to me and tell me how to pronounce your surname before I get it wrong?
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
You know what? The first time you were so right because you said it right. Villegas, that's how we pronounce it.
Lovely.
Yeah, so the second time you got it wrong. But I forgive you for that.
Villegas,
that's correct. Because what we do is in Spanish, translated, the double L, it sounds as an L. So you basically say Villegas. No, in Spanish we say Villegas.
Yeah.
With a double L. But of course in English it's Villegas. But no, that was very good. Even the second time, it didn't sound too bad. But you know, it's quite... It's quite funny because sometimes I've been to in a very sticky situation, shall I say, because I've been to places that sometimes the people trying to pronounce my name, and it's so embarrassing when they say it, they are just pretend they are not there. I just walk away.
Oscar, I know exactly what that's like because my married name is Polish.
Okay.
And there's a few J's and D's and R's and Z's in it. And I always knew when it was my time at the doctor's because they stood there stunned and they were looking and trying to pronounce and I used to say, it's me. So it is, I'll tell you what it is as well. It's Schrader.
Schrader.
My married name was Sarah Schrader with Z's and R's and J's in it. So I know exactly what you mean, Oscar.
Schrader, yeah. But you pronounce it as Stra. It sounds like it's a T in there, isn't it? Stra.
But it's Schrader, Shra.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But I know, it's lovely. But I mean, some people, to be honest, some people do try to get the name right. Some other people, they just open the mouth and they just, whatever comes out, you know. And it's quite funny, really, because but it's okay. It's also forgiven. Anyways, thank you for inviting me to your show tonight. It is a really pleasure.
We've worked together before, haven't we? When you
Absolutely,
your show. And I always listen to your shows, Oscar. And I know you run a show yourself now on a Monday evening, don't you? Well, UK time you do. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes, I run on a Monday night between 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. in British time, of course. For the past 2 weeks, I've been doing it between 5 and 7. The only reason for it is because at the moment I'm doing only an hour. But for the past 2 weeks, I was doing 2 hours. For the simple reason is because I feel so bad. I promise you, I feel so bad when it came to the show, came to the end, and all those callers were still there, waiting, and I thought, oh my God, I really feel so bad there. So, right, I'm going to try to catch up with this, and I'm going to do 2 hours for the next 2 weeks, which that's what I did in the past 2 weeks. So I put the show between 5 and 7, and to my surprise, when the 2 hours were finished, again, it was a lot of people waiting there. So I just said, you know, and I love, if I have the time the whole time, then I would say I do 3 hours, I do 4 hours. Well, I do two weeks in two shows in a week. But unfortunately, Monday is such a heavy day for me because I do my private readings as well. Then I do the radio show, and I was in between 5 and 7. By 8 o'clock, I start my development groups, which I run 4 development groups in a week. And so by the end of the night, on a Monday night, when the 10 o'clock finished with the development shows, I was extremely tired. So I thought, no, it's going to be just an hour.
Oh.
And,
you can't share yourself. Oscar, I want to call you Margarine. You can't spread yourself everywhere.
Margarine, you want to call me Margarine? And you know what? Later on, I'll tell you what. It is so good. I'm glad you gave me that, Margarine, because you don't know anything about Margarine, but it's quite a specific stuff for me, actually. It is a very specific stuff. You might be picking up in somebody. You must be psychic.
I just thought I was being funny.
Well, that's what happened to me as well. The first time when I met my missus, I was working a platform, and I was doing a psychic night there, and this lady came to me. And she said to me, she gave me her name, and I just said to today my present partner, and I said to her, because I didn't know her at the time, and I said to her, I got a lady here calling, I don't know, but she said to me, Margarine, but I feel it's a butter, and of course the spirit. The lady didn't like it because I told her Mickey, but in fact that was her name, Margarine. And they call it Margarine. Bata, so I said, well, she must be like a Bata. And so the spirit, she was not very happy when I call him Bata. And so,
sense of humor is me, Oscar. Well, that's okay, because we weren't offend each other.
but this lady, she didn't find it very funny. She didn't think it was funny me calling Bata. So it was funny you came out with a Margarine just before we start working. I thought, oh my God, it's going to be one of those nights tonight.
I know it is. Oscar, tell us about you. I mean, obviously you speak Spanish, so you've got a Spanish-speaking language, but you're not from Spain, are you?
No, I'm not. Actually, I speak Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese, as well as English, of course. But I did try to learn Russian as well, but it was quite difficult. The pronunciation is so difficult, I just give it up. But I love languages. No, I'm South American. I came from Colombia.
Oh.
And that's where I was born, in Colombia. So, yes, but my native language, it is Spanish. But it is a little bit, just a slightly different between the Spanish that speak Spain and the Spanish that is spoken in the Latin Americans. There's a slightly change between the, a little bit difference, not much. Just maybe perhaps the slang or the dialect, which that's only the difference.
Okay. And tell us about sort of how you got into what you're doing. I mean, it's obvious you were born with this gift. Is it something that's spiritually a part of the kind of culture that you grow up in, Oscar, in Southern America, or is it something that you individually had yourself?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. As you said, I was brought up in the Catholic beliefs because being Colombian in South America, the religion they dominate over there is the Catholic beliefs. So I was brought up as a Catholic. All my family is they are Catholics, and they're still there. But my mother, she was a medium, and she's a medium. And my mother, grandmother, and be a little bit back from my grandmother, from my mother's side, that she was a medium as well. And also my mother's aunties, all the girls, most of the girls, they are very connected with spiritualism. So really, my gift is coming from my mother, because I'm one of the seven brothers. We are seven, five boys and two girls. Mm-hmm. But out of the seven, I'm the only one who's at three, have the gift. And yes, I'm the only one who's working as a medium. My brothers and my sisters, I mean, they are very attuned and they accept the fact of the connection with the spirit. But unfortunately, because the belief in the church, the belief as a Catholic is very strong. So I respect what they believe. That's not my belief today, but of course, at the time when I was growing up, I had no choice because I had to follow the religion. It was just for me. I didn't choose it. It was made by my family, by my parents, to go to church and also at the school. And if you didn't go to a Sunday service, I had a cat.
That's my melody. Do excuse her. Carry on, Oscar. Sorry, everybody.
That was lovely. No, because it's funny because when I had your cat, before I continue what I was saying, we got a spirit cat in here.
Yeah.
And it's a little beautiful black little girl.
She's black and she's a girl as well, yeah.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, yes, we got a little black cat in here. She is a spirit. And she does come here quite often, and especially when I do my development. And she... Most of the students, quite a lot of students, they hear the cat in the kitchen, and everyone says, "Oh my God!" But it's lovely for them because that's what they do in development. So yes, I was going back to what I was saying because, the church, of course, the school, you have to go to the Sunday service every Sunday, and if you don't go, you get the red mark. So that it shows. So I think if you don't go there in schools, they'd rather if you don't present your homework, but you're going to go to church. You know? So for me, that was quite, I'm sorry to say, but it was not really on my lines because I didn't believe it. I knew that was not my that's not what I was supposed to follow. And my mother understood, of course. My mother knew what I was hearing, but she never, ever pushed me into anything. But I did have a lot of talks with my mom when I was about 5, 6, and I started telling her what was happening around me and the scenes that were coming to me and all the everything I was getting. And so I was not aware of the being two different worlds. To me, it was the death was another world. So basically to me, there was no death. It was so normal to me at the time. It's only till maybe when I was 8 or 9 years old, I was we were at a school and a class, and my teacher, the father, has cross, and I was with my friends, you know, as you do, paying attention to what the teacher was telling us, or he was writing in the board. So I started laughing because I saw what the father was doing to his son. And I was telling my friends, when my friend found that quite amused, so they start laughing. Mm-hmm. So then everybody, of course, went quiet. So the teacher knew it was me. So he said, "Mr. Villegas," and he said, "Funny, what was the amusement? Is anything that you like to share with the class?" So I said to him, "Sorry, sir, but it's your dad." And so his face just dropped. And he said, "My dad, what about my dad?" He said, "Your dad is standing behind you doing this." And I told him what the father was doing. Well, my teacher was not impressed. And he said to me, "My dad is dead. And the dead, you leave it where they are, in the grave."
Right.
So for that moment, when he said that to me, mm-hmm. I didn't say nothing, but I felt like somebody just dropped a cold bucket of water, because to me that was normal. But when he said to me, dead, leaving the grave. That was a different matter. I looked completely different. So of course I went home and I told mom, my mother, what happened. And so she explained to me. But from that moment on, I was very, very, how can I say? I was not happy with it. Only because I discovered something that perhaps I thought everybody could see it.
Yeah.
And because when I found out that not everybody could see that, then I felt a little bit, I needed to just do perhaps shut the doors, shut the windows, and don't, you know. And to be honest, that's when I was really scared. So I managed to block it, you know, till I was about, from the age of 14 up to the age of 14, I think they're still there with me. But I managed to block it till very much later time in the life. And to be honest, I thought, you know, escape, that's it, the gun. And I was quite happy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was or not, but I knew the gun anyway. And there's nothing happened till very later time in my life when I, one day, I was watching tele, and I heard the knock in the window. So I go up, and I went to see who was knocking in the window. And of course, for my surprise, I forgot that I was two floors up. So I thought, oh my God, oh
still.
My God, what was that? And I looked, and I knew, I said, oh no. Oh no, that's where I first said, oh no, that's, you know, but the knock, it was so strong. And so from that moment, I knew that something was happening. And then the tele started to change the programs, and programs that I was not watching coming up to the tele, and everything that I was watching on the day was related with death. It was related with death, it was related with spirits, and it was related with people dying in another country, people asking for this and that. You know, there was all connection with this. And I said, oh my God, what's going on? Yeah. Anyway, so I go in my car another day. I go in my car, and sometimes I used to just read the number plate at the car in front of me, and most of them they spell spirit. And you know, and I thought, oh gosh. Anyway, so I saw the back, but I was not quite really 100% they were back. And till one day I was driving and in the town center, and my car broke down. No reason whatsoever. My car just died. Coming towards a roundabout in the corner, bam, the car stopped. And as you do, you're trying to start, and the car you're going, boo, 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 nothing. And I thought, what happened here? So I don't know anything. I know how to drive, but a mechanic, no, not me. But nevertheless, I got out the car, and I opened the bonnet, pretended perhaps that I know what I was doing, which I didn't. And I couldn't see nothing. So I lay, and I just sat in the bonnet to make a phone call to AA. When I was making a phone call, nobody replied. You know, the phone was just ringing. But I just look across the road, and okay, guess what says there? Spirit of the church. And I thought, oh my God. My car broke down right outside the spiritual church. That sounds, you know, that's all, no way. So I went back in the car, and I started the car, and the car was fine. So I thought, okay, see what happens. So I went round the roundabout, parked the car, and went to see when, you know, when was the media, what's going to happen, whatever. And I went there and I read, and the day was only Wednesday that happened. The following day it was a mediumship. So I went along, and that's it. That's how they got me back. Yeah. And today I'm still here, and I got no intention to go anywhere. So yes, that's what happened to me. But yes, from the very, very young age, you know, as 5 or 6,
yeah,
yes, when my communication started.
I had a very similar thing, Oscar. I was brought up Catholic as well,
okay.
Irish family. My parents were English, but my grandparents were all Irish, Tipperary and Limerick. And my nan wanted my mum to be a nun and my uncle Michael to be a priest. That's how devout they were.
Right.
And of course, I don't think my mum was really nun material, and Michael certainly wasn't priest material. But my mum brought me up Catholic, and my dad didn't go in the church. He used to sit outside, but I had to go every Sunday with my brother and my mum and listen to her singing, listen to her warbling, and, you know, and we used to play up and had to do benediction every, I think it's every Thursday. You know what it's like, don't you?
Yes, of course.
And I couldn't think of any sins, so I used to make them up when I was a child. And I couldn't understand why I'd got the whole rosary and everybody else had done one Hail Mary. You know, so I wasn't really, and I questioned and questioned all the way through. You know, Mum, why is this? Sarah, you've got to have faith. It's all I was told. You've got to have faith. You've got to have faith. And I think by the time I got to 14, in fact, it was earlier than that, because when we went to senior school, we didn't have to go to church. My mum, I said, Mum, you know, faith, I want some evidence, please. You know, I don't want faith and books and people telling me things.
Okay.
And she said, Sarah, just shut up, she said, and do what you want. And I said, okay, Mum, I'm an atheist. And she accepted it, you know.
All
but
right.
I'm not saying that I am an atheist. I know there's something there. And I think that the faith that I was brought up into taught me so many morals. And I really embrace that. But we're of different cultures, different beliefs. And sometimes, just sometimes, religions can be a little bit of an insecurity with people. But we, Oscar, and people who work the way that we do get the evidence. So what I actually asked for, I got later in life. The life after death, the evidence that, yes.
The evidence, absolutely.
Yeah.
I understand. It's, you know, it's... I know that we it's nice to talk about these things, because sometimes people, religions, I mean, I respect people's beliefs.
Yeah.
I respect if somebody said, I mean, I got friends of mine, they are Muslims.
I got
friends of mine, they are Catholics. I got friends that are Christians. And I got friends of mine, they are different beliefs. I respect that. I respect that. As long as I respect mine, I respect them as well. Because I believe that whatever your beliefs are, you just got to respect other people's beliefs. And it's like, for instance, that's what I tell my students. I know that, for instance, in India, they have perhaps they have more than 100 different gods. But one of them, I don't know if you know or not, but one of them is the cow.
No. Oh, the cow, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember one thing, there wasn't a time when the cow, it was laying in the middle of the road, and right in the middle of the road. And that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was very hot. The traffic came to stop. They were not going either left or they were just full stop. Only because the cow was laid right across the middle of the road. Nobody moved the cow. When the cow decided she had enough sunbathing, she just go off, or she went, and the traffic moved on. But nobody disturbed the peace of the cow. So for that reason, you know, I believe what people tell me, if they believe in God. And I know in God, because of course we all believe in God. Because that's what I'm saying to people. Doesn't matter. It don't matter really whatever your beliefs are. Whatever your beliefs are, at the end of the road, it links everyone to one and only. The one and only. As we call it, some people call it the creator, some people call it God, some people call it the great spirit. I call it the great spirit.
And I do.
You do as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're all right now. So you know, it's whatever people call it, that's fine. But it's the thing that you see at the end of the day. It's a beautiful communication because it links right at the same level, and everybody meets. It's like, you know, it's like a triangle. You just meet in that corner, and that's how it goes. But what I feel, what is really upsetting, is when you see the people are sometimes fighting,
yeah,
argument, killing, all these things they are there, but it's all in the name of religion.
Yeah.
And people kill in other countries, and they say, in the name of God. Because when they use this religion as an excuse, because to me, it's nothing else but excuse. But when they use it, the religion to escape for the crimes they committed, then that's when I said there is so much hypocrisy sometimes in religions. And I don't. It's that's one thing that perhaps when one. Three things that my father told me. You never talk about money, you never talk about football, and you never talk about religions with friends. Because that's one way that sometimes it's so easy to lose friends. If that person don't agree with you for you being a follower of something that people say, well, they're dead. Or sometimes people, I mean, one thing that I know they're Catholics, and I respect, as I said, I respect everybody's belief. But Catholics believe, and they're so strong, the belief is so strong. And I respect that. I respect, you know, absolutely. I don't, but, you know, I respect everybody's belief. But if the name of God, which is love, if we all use that word, they're so beautiful, L-O-V-E. If we all use that word, just four words, four letters there, love. If we use it for the right reason, with the right choice, at the right time, at the right place, this world, it would be a better place to live. We all could be live so happy together. This airplane, this Mother Earth, this world, this air planet is so big. Mm-hmm. There is room for everybody. There is enough food for everybody. There is enough water for everybody. But if you look around today, for instance, countries like Ethiopia, and not just in Ethiopia, even here, I'm fortunate, I got to say, and I see so many people. You go to London, for instance, and you see a lot of people in the streets asking for money, begging for money. You go to Bournemouth, whatever, because I live in Bournemouth, and you see them in the town center as well. You go to any country. I've been to a few countries, and they're there. They're all there. They're asking for money, and they're asking for money, and they all, you know, it's depressing. It's depressing when you know there's so much money in the world. There's so much, but there's people, they're actually dying for food and water. And there is so much wasted going, the food, they're just throwing, for instance, Tesco's. I didn't know anything about this until a friend of mine who works in Tesco's, he's telling us that the food, they go out there, they go to send it back to wherever. Once they reach the quarters where they came from the first, in the first place, the food destroyed.
Yeah.
I could not believe that. No. But it's sad. It is sad, yeah, when all these people, they're suffering from hunger or thirsty, and the food and the water, they're just destroyed.
Yeah.
They're just destroyed.
Well, Oscar, you've talked about money and you've talked about religion. We're not talking about football.
Of course not. Man United. Man U.
You have to get it in. You're in trouble. Oscar, it's so lovely to have you on. I could spend hours and hours and hours talking to you.
Same here.
I know. We've got so many callers in, Oscar. I think what we'll do Should we go over to a song? I was going to do two songs, but I think because we've got so many callers, we'll do one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll bring Special Lady in for a reading, and we'll go through as many as we can. Is that okay with you?
That's fine by me.
Okay. Okay, everybody, we're up for a little bit of a music break, and I do believe we have Fix You. I do believe we have a silence. Shh. Mr. P, are you there? Oscar, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Here it comes.
Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me. Now I can't feel anything. When I love you, so untrue, I can't even convince myself. When I'm speaking, it's the voice of someone else. What tears me up? I try to hold on, but it hurts too much. I try to forgive, but it's not enough. To make it all okay, you can't pay off.
Who that was, James Morrison, I think that was. I'm sure the lovely lady that's coming in next will tell us. Are you there, Mel?
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mel.
Hello, Oscar.
Hello, Mel.
Yes, it was. It was who you said it was, and it's also Nelly Furtado.
Okay, and we missed Fix You, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was fixed up there because I said Fix You and it didn't come on. But maybe it's the reason why that one didn't come on. Producer's going to try and reload it. It had issues loading. It wouldn't load in properly. Okay. But I am going to leave you two to chat away for a lovely little reading, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
Okay, thank you. good evening, Mel.
Good evening, Oscar.
Before I start, because you know, you are very aware of the spirit communication, but all the mediums, they work different ways, okay? And the reason I want to let you know how it works, not just for you, but also perhaps for all the other callers that might be coming in later. I use numbers as a communication because numbers, as you know, they are important in our lives. So, for instance, if I was to say to you number 9 or to anyone, number 9 could be connected with anything like 9 minutes, 9 months, 9 years, 9 years, or 9 children. Not on your case, but also could be connected with the month of September. Okay? So that's what I want to say to you before we start. So that goes for everybody else. Now, Mel, I feel very much quite strongly. I wanted to acknowledge the month of September with you. Can you understand? Can you tell the month of September, please?
I can do, yes.
Okay, because I feel very much that September is is one of those moments that perhaps I felt. But I want to go back. I want to go back rather going forward. I want to go back, and I just want to go back to September. But I want also go before the September. I also want to give you the number 2, which has been passed on to me. The number 2, I cannot imagine perhaps the two children that might be around here with you now. So I don't know if you. Are you one of the 2 children, or mom is one of the 2, or you got 2 children yourself?
I'm one of 2.
You are not 2, okay, thank you. Because I feel very much that's why I need to acknowledge the 2 children at the moment. The initial, I know that you have the initial M, but I also want to acknowledge the initial M as well. But this one, the acknowledging is in the spirit world. Who is with the spirit world with the initial M, please?
Oh, my Uncle Morris.
Morris, but you know, because it's funny because when you said Morris, the first thing that came to my mind was Ken, because I know Ken is Ken Morris, so I know there is not a connection, but I wanted to acknowledge the Morris connection, but I also not just the Morris connection, but I also he also allowed me to see the Morris Minor, the car. So I don't know the car, this Morris Minor, a car, excuse me, would it be very important to him or his life? He would drive Morris Minor, he had a Morris Minor, but he's acknowledging the Morris Minor, I believe it's a car.
Uh-huh.
You understand this?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, thank you. Now, it's one thing that he allowed me to feel here that perhaps you understand as well, because as I'm talking to you, I get a lot of strong feelings around my stomach. My stomach is kind of a moment, I feel very unsettled. My mouth is filling up with water. I feel like this gentleman would have had a lot of problems around his stomach. You understand this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's acknowledging the lady. He's standing by his side. Now this, by this side, the lady standing to his right side. I feel very much this lady either could be his sister, or could be either his sister, or could be also his mother as well. Do you understand, please?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now he's just happy to come here to you today because I feel very much that he said, "Okay." Now. It's another male figure coming here very close to you, but I feel very much this male feel like a father figure. So am I right to say the dad is with us? Is in the spirit, please?
No, it's probably grandparents.
Okay, how close were you to your granddad?
Very close. Yeah.
Okay, because as you know, then perhaps you understand the grandparents love the connections. They don't actually coming with us as grandparents because there is not a difference between the two. It's the only difference would it be if perhaps you were not very close to them or they were not very close to the family, but it made me feel they are very, very strong family connection here. Now, the W as a William, who is the William, please, the William connection?
I don't know.
Okay, and the spirit, not here with us, but I want to acknowledge the Bill. Who is it? Bill? Is it Bill? Is it William as well, isn't it?
It's someone, you're probably picking up on Grant a little bit there as well.
okay, so with Grant, is the Bill connection, how Bill goes with Grant?
He was your great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Okay, because I feel at the moment, I'm telling you, so Grant is standing by your side, I believe. Well, now I can hear his voice well, so I know that the two they are together. Now, I do feel that the two connections coming very close at the moment, because at the moment, what I feel is, I'll tell you what they're doing here, they holding a beautiful ribbon, a very quite long ribbon, and they're holding it, and they have pink one end and blue the other end. Now, they're folding this ribbon around your wrist. So they basically what they're doing is they're tying you two guys together. Now, am I right? Because that's one thing, because I also like to say that, Mel, are you is it two of you, is a boy and a girl?
So
you're two sisters.
I'm two sisters.
Right. Grant, can you take the girl, the female, the sister, and your family?
I've got two sisters and a brother.
So. Okay. Because, yeah, that's right, because I know there's a female, the female connection there. Now, with the risk, with the connection here also, now this is what I like to acknowledge, because they allow me to see something there. I want to... What is the twins, please, Grant?
Well, there's more twins on your side than there is on my side. So
okay. So there's twins and male side, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because the reason I want to acknowledge this as well is because I know there is still more twins coming to the family. But so get yourselves together, because I don't know, because... Not
well, I've been told that once before, years ago.
Or have you? Oh, well done, because today... I'd like to confirm whatever you were told once before, because as I explained to you, the ribbon is long ribbon, but it has half and half, so it's pink and blue. So that allows me to feel there is a connection there with twins. But also, as they've been tightened up around you two guys, that allows me to feel that you either, if you're not pregnant, and if you were to get pregnant, your born child would be twins. Perhaps not with the first... yeah, I can see that. But
oh, I've always wanted twins.
Well, then perhaps if you always wanted twins, then perhaps that is what they're trying to tell you today. If you were planning to start a family, then perhaps is a time then, perhaps the present is just as good as tomorrow, because tomorrow, it's not that there's no promise to you. Yes, there's no promise to no one, but I feel that the time is right, because you're moving, Mel, and you're moving up, you're moving quite fast. Do you understand this? You're moving in a different direction, but you're going quite fast in the direction that you're going. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all positive. It's all positive. It's all good, because, you know, after the... when I see the positives around you, the only thing I can see here is it's a beautiful, beautiful, lovely open field there. But that's your fields, that's all open fields, the open fields, they open up for you, just letting you know that it's okay. Now, the water is very strong with you, Mel. What is the water's connection with you?
Water?
Mm.
Aside from the fact I'm drawn to it all the time, I drink loads of it.
Which
and
is not
fish.
You got a fish. No, I think it's more than just that. I don't feel there is a water that you're drinking, or the water that perhaps you have in the pond. But I feel I don't know if you guys are planning, or you just been, or you're planning to go. But it's a journey, and across the waters. Now, across the waters can be perhaps a holiday across and overseas, but I feel very much with the water communication.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know. Have you plans? Are you guys planning to do a cruise somewhere with them, as to do with the waters, rather the flying?
Not as yet. No, not as yet. But we are planning to go away, but we haven't decided what to do yet.
Okay, because I know there's a lot of water. I can see a lot of water around you, so perhaps I'd like to acknowledge it because. Okay. Now, and also I feel a gentleman who coming here very close to me, but this gentleman are coming from across the waters, and perhaps that's why I feel I need to bring the water here. But it's a communication. Perhaps I feel, I don't know if I'm with Grant rather than being with you, that this gentleman is from across the water. Do you understand this, Grant?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I feel very much that, you know, there's a lot of family of you across the waters as well, but it's not just across, but I feel I want to go a long way. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that as I'm talking to you, Grant, also, I'd like you to perhaps acknowledge what I'm going to say, but now the problem with the stomach, so I don't know if it's either, you that still with us, Grant?
Yeah, I have a lot of problems with my stomach and diet.
Okay, because I'll tell you what happened. As I'm looking at your photo and right in front of me, yeah. I'm looking at your picture there, then I feel a lot of problems around my stomach, and my stomach is actually like a bloating up, and I feel like I've got a lot of gases. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's a kind of way then perhaps is, I know there's nothing that you have to worry about. It's nothing that you really have to say, oh my God, no, but perhaps just a little bit of TLC and that would be sorted. Now, it's a lady that came here very, very close to your size, Grant, and this lady, I love this lady, but she's got such a strong accent. You might... My accent is strong. This lady has also has a very strong accent. But I want to move on up towards the north. I want towards the north connection. Now, grandmother's in the spirit, Grant?
Yeah.
Okay. And did she come from the north?
Well, my great-grandmother was from Glasgow that way. So she's from Scotland.
Oh, beautiful. But a very strong accent. But you know, it's a lovely, lovely lady. Uh-huh. They allow me to feel that. Now, she's giving me the number 12. The number 12 is one thing to me. I don't want to say 12 children, but she's giving me the month of December as well. What is the connection? Why is December so special, Grant?
December's special more for my grandfather.
Okay.
On the other side of the family.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's okay. Yeah, because I've been given the number 12, the connection, as a celebration, amazing celebration. So, you know what? I feel very much. I know that I haven't seen you dressed up with a, what's it called? A kilt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you dress yourself like that?
No, but I actually bought a tie because we had our own tartan.
Okay.
So I actually bought the tie. About a couple of years ago when I was up in Edinburgh.
Right.
I actually wore that when I was on TV once.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm acknowledging this is because I see Mel, and I see you guys. Are you engaged to get married?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is the wedding the wedding's going to be in Scotland?
Don't know.
I'm
not that far yet.
Don't know yet. But nothing surprises me.
Right, because the reason why I see this is because, you know what, I see you dressed up with a kilt as in Scottish. But you know what, the funny thing that made me laugh is because I see about 25 males around you. They all dressed up the same way they should. But it's what they do afterwards. But it's quite funny. It's quite funny.
It'll be a bunch of mediums, no doubt.
I'm surprised.
You might be one of them.
I'll be very happy to be there with you guys. I'll be very, very happy. Now, Mel, there's one thing I'd like to acknowledge here, because as I'm talking to you as well, I've been given the pen, but I want to start drawing. So I don't know if you draw. I don't know if you either drawing, but I see. Okay. Then, yes, it's a drawing that I want to acknowledge, but I don't know if you're drawing or is. What is it with the portrait?
Oh, I don't know. I just scribble.
You just scribble?
Yeah, with pen. I don't paint
anything.
Yeah.
Right. Who is the drawer? Who do a lot of drawing in the family?
Grant's mum does a lot of painting and drawing.
Painting and drawing, because I know there's. I love the beautiful, it's a lovely connection, because one thing I feel very much, you said the grandmother, but you know what, I feel very much grandmother, I could actually say your mother as well, because I feel very much, I don't know, but I do feel that you two are quite, you get on pretty well, do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, and they said the only thing I'd like you to remember today perhaps is later on in life, I like, because what I see at the moment is a portrait. The portrait that I see is, at the moment, you stand by your side, you seated in a horse, beautiful dressed up, but it's grandstand by your side, but I see you dressed up in a wedding dress.
Oh, lovely.
Now, I don't know what I say, I don't try to arrange your wedding, guys, but this is what your grandma has given me, because she allowed me to see. The water painted right in front of me, I love it. I haven't seen, you know, I don't do this really, but when they give it to me with such a love, and this kind of way they say, I want them to have this. Now, singing in Korea, so who is the singer, Mel? Are you this, you sing, do you sing?
That's me.
Oh, God, I sing, I'm totally out of tune. That would be Grant.
Grant is the singer, okay. Because I know there's a lot of gift with singing. The singing in Korea is, but it's fantastic. It's a beautiful. I feel there's a lovely feeling. But I also feel that apart from the singing in Korea, Grant is also a lot of new doors open around you. There's quite a few doors open around you, but in invitation. What is your connection with Australia, guys?
I don't know. That's something that's coming up a hell of a lot recently. Connections to Australia and potential work out there. So that's something that could be in the pipeline.
Okay, because there's quite strong the knowledge and the connection with Australia. And then, okay, who is Tony? Please, Tony.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy was my stepfather. He's now in spirit. He passed away October before last.
Mm. Now, because we're okay, because if you remember the number 8, the number 9 was given to you in the beginning, which is connected also with the crossing, but that's your father, is it?
Absolutely,
because I do feel very much, even if it's just that, the way he allowed me to feel is there is nothing to accept. He acknowledging you as a son rather than just step down. Now Williams as well. The Williams. Who's the Williams?
William. Yes.
Okay.
Because he's my great grandfather.
Great grandfather. Fantastic. You have guys a lot of beautiful people piling up in here. But you know what? I know there's quite a few people waiting there for a call. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hand it over to perhaps. I don't know if Sarah wants to say anything, but. I know Sarah knows you, perhaps, but I didn't. But it's been a great pleasure, guys, and I look forward to it.
Fantastic.
Can I just give you a bit of feedback, Oscar?
Please do.
Is that okay, Sarah?
Please.
You carry on, darling.
I just want to let you know, this is how spot on with the connection was. The Morris Minor was exactly what I saw within her uncle when I first met Mel. I saw the Morris Minor. I gave her Morris. You saw the Morris Minor. The horses and seeing the horses and the love of the horses. My grandfather was a signalman out in Africa in the Second World War. Uh-huh. But he used to play polo and he was very much into his horses and things. And I'm pretty sure that's his way of saying You know, the Hulks. He was the son of my grandmother, my great grandmother, who was up in Scotland. So that was absolutely amazing. William, obviously, he used to come through my automatic writing when I was a child. That spurred me on to become the medium that I am today. And obviously, with Mel, I've been telling her to open up using mediumship, and I think the drawing and writing is what I've been saying to her for a long time. She needs to be drawing.
An automatic write.
Absolutely. So, absolutely fantastic. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Wow, guys, thank you very much for the feedback. You are both are fantastic people, and if we don't have another opportunity, perhaps, but I hope we do, but in the meantime, allow me to wish you a very, very happy life, guys. You both have beautiful life, beautiful things coming up. Enjoy life, guys. You deserve it.
Thank
well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great pleasure. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, do I have to continue now? I'm choked. That was lovely, Oscar. And what a pleasure for you to do that for Mel. But
so
Grant comes in. Oh, no, they're great. Honestly, yeah. They're fantastic.
Right.
Well,
the more beautiful thing is, you know what, sometimes people, they're so humble just to give that feedback so straight on. That's really beautiful. That's really beautiful. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Mel.
Oh, there you go. Oscar, should we see who else is online? I think we've got everybody that's been waiting. Thank you so much.
Bless.
But I know that you would have all have enjoyed that. Because obviously Grant is a host, and you've got a little bit of Grant in there. Oscar's been a host on Max Twitter, and of course he's an excellent medium. So two mediums interacting, all three really, including Mel, it's been lovely, absolutely lovely. Good share.
Well, thank you.
So I'm wondering if Tasha's still on the line there, Oscar. Are you still there, Tasha?
Oh, yes, I'm still here. Nice training that you gave for the couple.
Yeah, have you heard Oscar before, Tasha?
Yes, I have.
I thought so. That's why I wanted to bring you back.
Hi, Tasha.
Hey.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Tasha, was there anything specific you want to have a look at, sweetheart?
The person, I want to have the initials of the person that I'm going to marry soon, and any messages from the other side.
Okay. I don't know whether I can bring order in for you.
No pressure there.
Thank you, Oscar. Well, you know, I'll probably give you initials and you're probably engaged. You see, I don't really want to do this. You might be engaged and I might give you the wrong initials, and then what are we going to do?
Oh.
Tasha, I've got initials RS being very relevant with you.
No.
That's a stony silence. Sometimes they'll throw me, and you ask for initials, I ask for you, and that's what I got. But please do take those initials. I do want to link with you. It might be somebody connecting in spirit with me with an RS that I need to find who they are. Okay. But I want to give you Robert. Who's Robert?
I have a Uncle Robert, a great Uncle Robert that passed on the other side.
Ah, that's probably it then, Robert. Now, is S the initial, sweetheart, of a gentleman surrounding you? Can you hear me, sweet?
Yes, I can.
If I give you the initial S, is this the initial of the gentleman around you?
Okay.
No,
S around me.
No S around you. I'm pressurizing you now, you say. I still want to give you an S. I want to give you a Sam. Who's Sam around you?
Oh, I think he's talking about his brother.
Thank you.
Simba,
because
his brother Simba.
Do you know what, Tasha? I keep saying this on the radio, but I'm sat in my kitchen. It's all very glorious here. My studio is my lovely big kitchen, and my kettle clicks when I get something right, and it's just clicked. And I know the S was right, so the S is connected around his brother. Whenever I ask a direct question with spirit, they always take me dancing around the houses. But I don't mind that, because I'm here to communicate with you, sweetheart. And we can't always give direct answers, okay? But what I will tell you, I've got an April link around somebody here. So is this a birthday or a passing?
This is That's when his birthday was, April.
Had a feeling. Your uncle or the guy that you want to marry?
No, that's my uncle that passed. His birthday is in April.
Uncle, okay. I'm trying to work out where I am. I think sometimes when people ask questions, I need to stop because it confuses me. All right, come on then, Uncle. What do you want to say? He's limping here, okay? He's got something wrong with his leg and he's limping. It's almost like he's dragging his leg. So he's either talking about himself or somebody else around you. But I'd say with somebody who dragged their leg that maybe they had a stroke or something. Do you understand this?
Yes, his sister.
Okay, because he's telling me about the stroke condition, and it's almost like he's being a bit dramatic, this man is, and he's got his leg and it's dragging it along to show me that the leg is dragging. Okay. He's given me the name of Susan to give to you as well. Have you got a Susan around you?
No, that's probably around your sister.
Okay, take it anyway, because it's been given to me to give to you, and it'll link in somewhere with you. I also want to give you number 11, Tasha, connected around you. So number 11... it could be a door number or a November or the 11th. Do you understand this?
No, but I'll take that in.
Okay. Or was it the age of 11? Did you have a grandparent pass when you were around about 11 years old?
No.
I am being told 11 years old. So try and have a think about that. And I've got heart attack here. I feel like I've got a strong heart attack, and I feel like it's a gentleman energy around you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Think back. It could be uncle. I don't know if it's Uncle Robert or who it is or whether it's granddad, but I do. I feel I'm on dad's side of the family, though, because I've got a strong male link here, and I feel it's a gentleman on that dad's side of the family. I do want to give you the name of David as well. Who's David?
No, I know a David I used to date.
Okay, that's all right. We're bringing back your old boyfriends now. Let's have a look and see where else we're going with you. Okay. You know when you get married, Tasha, is pink involved here? Have I got pink ribbons?
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Pink ribbon? No, I don't understand the pink ribbon. Unless you they don't talk about a child coming.
Say again, darling. Tasha, are you there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I don't know the connection with the pink ribbon.
Right. We'll just take it for the future because I can see pink ribbons here. Whether they're around cars or around a dress, I don't know. But they're showing me pink ribbons. Okay.
Okay.
So that's going to be relevant for you in the future. I do want to give you the month of January as well, Tasha. Is this somebody's birthday around you, January?
My son's birthday just passed.
Lovely. Okay. Because I knew it was a birthday and I had a feeling it was somebody who was very close to you. And I'm given the name Michael here as well. So who's Michael around you?
Ex.
Oh, right. Oh, God. We've got many exes. How long have we got? How many jokes, sweetheart? So just want to bring that Michael link in. Right. You know this guy that you want to marry? Is he dragging his feet a bit?
Yeah. The guy that I'm currently dating.
Oh, so you haven't got a guy? Because the way you said it at the beginning was... who is the guy that I'm going to marry? And I presumed you knew who it was. So do take that RS as being relevant then, sweetheart. Okay? RS. Okay? That will be relevant with you. I feel that the man that comes in around you will drag his feet. I feel like he's a little bit of a Taurus energy. Okay, so I do feel I've got an April birthday here because when I said right back at the beginning, April birthday, I feel that's the birthday of this person. Okay, and I connect around number 14 here. So do listen back after the show and obviously take notes if you haven't already done so because this will come in for you. Okay, but I do want to give you a strong Stephen as well because I've been told to give you the name Stephen too, who either links around you, who you know him, or he's coming in around you as well. All right. Now that could be a middle name. Robert Stephen. I get a feeling for Robert Stephen here for some reason. So take that with my love, my darling, and thank you very much for calling into the show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you very much. Okay, Oscar, are you ready for Lucy?
Indeed, I am.
Ah, and Lucy, are you there, sweetheart?
Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Oscar Villiers.
How nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure, Lucy. Thank you very much. What about you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago, fantastic. You know, it's funny because lately I get in a lot of connections with people from the sky, the people that call me for a sky reading, and the most of them, they come in either from Florida or Chicago as well. So it's lovely. It's lovely. Absolutely brilliant. Good. Okay, Cindy. Oh, sorry. Not Cindy. Lucy, isn't it?
Yes.
Lucy, because Cindy, okay, Lucy, sorry. So, sorry if I got your name wrong there. But never mind. Because I feel very much I want to talk to you before you, I know that you have a specific question. But before I move into your question, I want to give you the number 5, which is connected to the month of May. And the number 5, can you understand the month of May, please?
There's nothing in the past that happened in May.
No,
I'm looking forward.
I'm looking ahead rather looking to the past. I want to look ahead, but also I want to look at the number 5, but it's the month of May, but then again I'm looking for another initial here that's coming quite strong here. The initial that's been given to me is the initial D for Dan. Can you understand, please, the initial D?
I don't know anybody.
Okay. The person that is here, no, it's not here, the person I want to bring to you, I want to bring this person from the spirit realms rather than being in the physical. This person is already passed. But I want to pass on, bring somebody to you that is very much connected with your mother's side, the family. Do you understand, please?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Right. Your mother still with us here, sweetheart?
No, she's on the other side.
No, she passed. Sorry. See, I just, that's why I recorded myself, because I feel she said no, because I already have gone. Now, the initial M is well being passed on to me, and I need to acknowledge the initial M as well. Do you understand the initial M, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there is something that made me feel a little bit unsettled, because I know there is a little something very unsettled around you at the moment. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay, and it's the kind of way that I feel that there's a few little things that need to be acknowledged. They need to be acknowledged because they are the things that causing a little bit aggravation. But perhaps the aggravation is also causing around the family. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mom, the mother, as your mom is coming here very close to me also, I want to bring in something that's given to me at the moment. And as I'm talking to you at the moment, I feel that my chest, the back has been pressed very strongly, like a heart attack. Who went to the spirit world with a heart attack, please?
My father had an aneurysm, but my mother had... Oh, I had an old friend who had a heart attack earlier in 2012.
Okay, because I want to bring in this person with a heart attack. That's why I didn't feel was connected with your mother, but that's why I felt there's a different person. They're coming here very close to just to say hello to you. But also the initial J, James John, has been passed on to me as well. They need to be acknowledged. You understand? The initial J,
yes.
Please. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how your friend, because I know there is no a love, there was no love between the two, but it was just a friendship. Is that right? With
yes.
Your friend and spirit. Okay, because he just wanted to say hello to you. But he's going to use you today as his messenger, please, basically, because what he's asking you is to perhaps to pass on the message to the family that he is well, that he's okay, and he made me feel like it was 1, 2, 3, and he's gone. No pain or whatsoever. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so if you please, I'd like to just pass on the message to his family, just saying that, that he's okay, and he's well, and he's in there. He's there, you know, very much in touch with many, many, many of his family. However, I want to come back here to your mother, because she made me feel that at the moment, is you know, that sometimes our loved ones, they can't, perhaps they can guide us, they can give you, or guide us, yes, they can guide us in our daily life, but being a free will, we don't have to listen to what they tell us, because there's a free will, and sometimes the spirit world, when they give us some ideas or guidance, it's perhaps because they have the upper hand to see the tomorrow that we don't see. But I would like to acknowledge something like at the moment, like the problem, the financial situation as well. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. There is a change coming up. I know there is a change coming up, but this change to for this change to happen, also we need to make some sacrifice. But I don't feel the sacrifice got to come just for you. I feel the sacrifice also is connected with more than one family and one member of the family. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
I want to bring a child that coming here very close to you as well, but I want to bring this child, but I do feel this child is belong to you. You lost a child, please?
No.
Why do I feel this child is belong to you?
No, I've only got one child, and he's grown.
He's grown, but absolutely. But would you, I'm not talking about yesterday, I'm not talking about just immediately yesterday, but would you lose a child in the past?
No, never.
Who lost a child around you, your immediate family?
No one that I know of.
As a miscarriage, no, they didn't touch earth. It's a miscarriage. That's what I want to, that's what I'm looking at.
I don't have anyone in my family. I have a close friend who just had one.
No, it's not what I, it's not exactly what I, the easy way for me to say yes, that's what I look at, but no, I cannot change that, because I do feel that somebody around very, very close to you would have lost a child from the miscarriage, so the baby basically came in and went back.
Unless I don't know about it, that's the only way that I can see it.
Sometimes it can happen. Yes, sometimes it can happen. So, yes, it could be possible. But that's why I say I'm not going to change it, because once they give me something, I stick to it, because that's how I work. And that's how I like to, that's why people know about me, because I don't change what I give. And because I can see the word they're giving to me, that's why I stop and do it. Now, I also feel like I want to bring a father figure here. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming here very close also. Now, I want to give you the initial R. R, I said, Robert, who is the initial R, please?
R,
Robert. I don't know. Not Robert, but the initial R. I just give you the Robert as an example.
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
My father, his initial was J.
No. Yeah, yes. With your father, I'll give you the initial R, but this male is coming from your father's side of the family. It's not your dad, but from the dad, father's side, the family as well. Now, the cancer connection, is that with your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I've been acknowledging, I feel as I just acknowledging when I'm talking to you, I feel very much also the cancer connection around here. Now, I know that there's few little things. Your mom and dad, they're quite strong in here, but it's kind of what they're saying. You just sold, or you just about to sell, or you just moving out the property?
I just moved.
You just moved, okay. Because it's been acknowledged, the property here, because 1 minute, like you said, you there, and the next minute gone. Now, all right. The number 43 is important. I want to give you the number 43. Now, the number 43 could be also mean either 37 or the number 7. If it's the number 7, it could be the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number 7 connected to you, sweetheart?
Number 7.
Right, it's either 43 or 34. it's not neither those two link, then I want to give you the month of July, which is the month of July. I feel very much, rather just being a hot time of the year, it's important to acknowledge it. Now, who's going through a medical condition at the moment, medical appointments?
I don't know.
But I want to look at a circle of friends. I look at a circle of friends. No, I don't want to look at somebody in the, with immediately black connection, but I want to look at a circle of friends, rather, but it's a female. Not a male, female connection here.
Okay, if it's a female, yes, there is someone.
Do you understand? Okay. Because it's been acknowledged here, but if they've been acknowledged, perhaps it's because they just said to you, everything is okay, everything's going to be fine, so just tell the person this, okay. All right?
Okay.
Right, sweetheart. I'd like to say goodbye to you today, but perhaps we will meet again. I believe that if you want to retrieve this call, you just go to www.mikespiritfm, and the message will be there. Thank you very much for calling. God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, my darling, for calling in.
Well,
Oscar.
You, darling.
Oscar, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how will they do this?
Well, okay. If anybody wants to get hold on to me, perhaps you can just go to my website, which is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there is also a Facebook page, which is a button for Facebook. You can add me in Facebook, and of course, they'll be able to see what I do. But also in my website, there is a lot of different scenes and numbers, phone numbers to how to get a private reading with me or readings with through Skype. There is a button there for Skype, which will link it to me straight on. So I will be answering that call. But that's with www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Alternatives every Monday between 6 and 7 British time, and that would be 1 o'clock Chicago time, and that is on a Monday night, 1 o'clock Eastern time, or 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock British time, and Oscar Medium and the Two Worlds.
Yeah.
That's my radio show, Oscar Medium and the Two Worlds. But there is also, of course, Blog Talk. If you just go to Blog Talk, that's what it is from Blog Talk, Oscar Medium and the Two Worlds. That's the best way to get in touch with me.
It's V-I-L-L-E-G-A-S, isn't it, Oscar?
That's correct, Villegas.
And I've popped it in the chat room for you, for case anybody wants to connect with you.
Okay,
I listen to you, Oscar. I do listen to your show.
I listen to yours as well.
Oh, Oscar. Listen, do you know what I was listening to this week that you said that sort of was lovely? On your website,
mm-hmm.
People can light a candle.
Oh, yes. That is the most beautiful thing, because a lot of people, you know, we all grieving, most people that, you know, they're grieving, and people also like to send message to their loved ones, perhaps in the physical, or send a message across to the universe or to the spirit world. So the best way to do it is we created a page with a candle, and there it's beautiful, because it's a lot of people a lot of people get in touch and they light the candles. So what they do, they go through their emotions step by step. And at the end, all the steps, they said, they're asking you to write a message and click in the candle, then you send the message.
Oh, that's lovely. I'd love to do that, Oscar. You know, who I really enjoyed watching, she's in spirit now, Doris Stokes.
Mm.
If you ever saw the footage of Doris, she used to give bunches of flowers out into the audience,
didn't she? Yeah. And you know what? It's funny you say that, because I do as well. Yes, when I know flowers but roses, especially on special occasions, like in Mother's Day or something like that. But I used to, I haven't done it for the past two or three, but what I usually do is buy roses. And when I say very touchy message that's passed on from the, perhaps from somebody really close to the person who received the message. I give roses or flowers, but most of the time in roses, you know. And that's one way they, sometimes the father or the mother or the brother or the husband like to give a rose.
Yeah.
So I made that possible for them, and I give the people that rose. I haven't done it the past two or three times because I've been, maybe there was not the right time, but I know when it's the right time. For instance, a Mother's Day, which I work in Leamington, in England, which is Leamington and Dorset. So that is March the 10th. That's at the theater in Leamington, and I do the Mother's Day night and Psyche night over the other night. So I know that that night I will be given a lot of roses and that. Yes, that's in Leamington in Hampshire.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's one night. One thing I like to say, Sarah, as well, you know the candle?
Yeah.
That is free. Okay? So anybody can lit as many as you like, and it's totally free. It's no charge for it. So it's one of those things that is there. It's there for everybody to just go there, visit my page, light a candle, and send a message. And it's
beautiful.
So beautiful. A lot of people, they get a lot of, you know, the healing they send to other people just by flicking the candle. That's it. Lit it up and go on to somebody.
I'm coming on to do that, Oscar. I'm going to have a look at that, and I'm coming on to do that.
It's fantastic. So beautiful that is. And people
like
love
it. It's for everybody. No matter who you are, it's for everybody. So
absolutely.
There you go. Oscar. I'm trying to be clever now. I have a look in the chat room because I typed it. www.oscar-clairvoyant.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And also in my blog, where is, if you go to www.two-worlds.info. That's how can people find me also to if they don't want to go to Blog Talk. So it's two-worlds.info.
There we go.
So that's another way how to find me basically.
Well, have a listen on a Monday to Oscar.
Okay.
There we go. I think we've got a caller holding on here as well, Oscar. I know it's on line 786. Are you there, 786?
Yes, I am.
Hello, sweetheart. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Linda.
Hello, Linda. I'm going to ask you, is there anything specific that you wanted to ask, or do you just want me to link in with you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Okay. Is there anything you wanted to know, sweetheart? Because obviously we can't apportion too much time to these readings because we have quite a few people on. So is there anything specific?
Yes, sorry. Specifically, I wanted to know, I'm looking for a job, and I wanted to know anything that you get in reference to me getting a job and how soon.
Let me have a look for you, darling. First of all, I need to get the spirit connection with you. And I've got a lady strongly here with me who I've got big energy in my stomach where my stomach feels quite pulled and I feel very sick. So is there a lady in the spirit world that passed with stomach problems or maybe a cancer around you?
Yes, my grandmother.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say mom, but obviously it's on mom's side. Is grandmother on mom's side, sweetheart?
It's actually grandmother on dad's side.
Dad's side. Before I go to her, which it probably is her, I've got mom, okay? So am I presuming that your mom's in the spirit world here?
My mom is not dead. She's
right.
Still alive.
Don't worry, I'm not kidding her off. I know it's just that they've talked about mom, okay? And I can't just say grandma, his mom, or whatever, because I got a clear mom. All right. Now, has your mom had problems with her stomach?
Yes, all the time.
Thank you. Because I know I've got mom, you see, but I know I'm talking about mom telepathically, linking in on the earth side of the world. Okay, but it's the lady in the spirit world that's given me this information. I've been having injections in my right arm. Somebody's having injections for something as well.
Injection.
Okay. I've just been injected. I would like to say either it's an injection or a tattoo, but I can't imagine that it's a tattoo. I feel like I've been injected in my right arm. Somebody's got to have an injection.
No, but my dad was recently in the hospital.
Okay, did they do something with his right arm? Because it feels painful. It feels like, you know,
they
you've
had an
inject-
IV in his arm.
Thank you. I knew there was something there because I can feel the presence of it, and I know it was punctured or there was a, you know, something going on there. So obviously we've got his mom in spirit now, and she's talking about her son. Right. Okay. Okay. Did somebody trip over a cable? I've just seen somebody trip over a cable, but I don't feel it's coming, so I don't want you to worry about it.
Okay.
You haven't done this recently, have you?
Tripped over a cable?
A piece of wire or a cable?
I think I tripped the other day, but I can't remember what it was on, but I think I tripped the other day.
All right. I think you swore a little bit. I feel like I've got somebody tittering in the spirit world, having a little bit of a giggle here, because I don't know whether it was comical with what happened. I know it shouldn't be funny, but we, you know, it's the nature of most of us, isn't it? But somebody's got quite that kind of a sense of humour, okay? And that's what they're bringing across to me. And they're telling me, I'm very proud, they're telling me. I wouldn't budge for anybody. Okay, so I've got a stubborn kind of person here as well, all right? I stick to my guns. If I say I'm going to do it, I do it. If I'm not going to do it, I let everybody know. And this is the feeling that I get with this person. So
that's my grandmother on my mom's side.
I knew I got your mom's side here. Yeah. Knew I had, because I got it right in the beginning. Okay. Is BT or Beatrice or something like the name like that relevant with you, darling?
No, not
sounds like
not
an
Beatrice.
English name to me. Take it anyway, because it's been given to me to give to you.
Okay.
I've also got a Jillian name here. Have you got a Jillian around you?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head.
Right, I'm bringing this forward for you then, because your question,
okay,
giving you a lot of evidence, so I know I'm with you, and I feel I can forecast for you. And the way that I look at this is I've got a Jillian linking in around work, okay? I've got a lot of communication here, and I've got emails going to and through, all right? I'm wondering if you're connecting with an agency or something to do with an agency, and you're trying to get work that way. Do you understand? Because I'm emailing somebody and they're the middle person. So the job that you get will be via a middle person and they will lead you to the kind of job that you want. Do you understand?
Okay.
And my feeling is you're going to be selective. And because somebody's doing this for you, they will find you the right job. I'm being told to tell you, first one you're unsure of, don't go for it. Second one you're tempted, don't go for it, because the third one is the job for you. You're going to have a choice of the second and third job, okay? There's three opportunities coming up pretty quickly, and I feel they're within a two-week period of each other. One, two, three, okay? And on a letterhead, okay, are you holistically trained, sweetheart?
Am I going to what?
Are you holistically trained? Have you been thinking about going into the holistic side of things, complementary therapies?
I'm very much in touch with anything that is intuitive, and I tend to be very drawn to it and have researched it a lot.
Right. This means that EFT is on a letter. It's in black. The E is curved. The F is curved and the T is curved. I can see it on a letter and it's in bold and it's on the right-hand side of the letter. So it could be the name of a company, I'm not sure. But please take the word or letters EFT linking around you. And I want to give you, I do want to give you the 21st of June for some reason, but that may be a memory link or something else. But I don't feel that's around the job. So they're giving me the 21st of June to give to you. But look out for the Jillian. This is where you will know you're in the right place. It might well be you'll get the job, you'll be in there, and then you'll be connected to Jillian. Okay. And is it coming soon? I'm getting within 3 months here. Okay. So bide your time because it'll be worth it. All right, sweetheart. And I'd like to bring the love of spirit to you and say thank you very much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. Do we have another caller in, Ken? I'm losing track here because I've been chatting away.
Hi.
Hello, sweetheart. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sharon.
Oh,
I'm
what
very
a lovely
grateful
clear hi. You came out from nowhere there, Sharon. And,
I've been listening and enjoying the show, but I'm really grateful you chose me.
I think there's a reason you've come through, my darling, and I'm going to connect you to Oscar, you lucky lady.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Oscar.
Hi, it's Sharon. Do you say yes?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Oscar. Thank you.
Hi, it's a pleasure. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Where about you put in front of you, huh?
I'm in Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay. Lovely. Well, I said lovely. I don't really know where it is, but, you know, I like in my show, I always ask people where they're coming from because I just like to get an idea how big the USA is. But, okay,
it's the middle of the United States.
The middle. Okay, that's lovely.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay, lovely. Thank you. Now, Sharon, before anything, I'd like to bring a connection. They come here with initial C. The initial C, perhaps, I don't know if it's Chris, but I feel like it's initial C. And also initial J is coming here as well. I don't know if they are together. I don't know if these two, they are linked one with another, or they are in the spirit world, but they are, but I don't know how they are connected at the moment. But initially, pass on to me. Can you understand the initial C, please?
You said C?
That's right.
You know, I'm not sure on the C. I have a grandmother. Cecilia.
Cecilia.
I have a grandmother named Cecilia, and I've been thinking about her name a lot.
And you think about her because?
My daughter's going to have a baby.
Okay. But then... Okay, because it's the initial being passed on very much.
Oh.
I also... So, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say that a doctor that I've had is... his name is C. Initial
mm-hmm.
C.
With initial C, correct.
Uh-huh.
But okay, now the C and the J, do they come together?
The J, it could be my son.
In the spirit. That's true.
Yes.
Okay. Because
and,
I went to. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Oscar.
Because I want to bring the C and the J connection. So the C is your daughter, is that right?
No, my daughter is D.
D.
C was my grandmother.
Grandmother. And the other one is your son, is that right?
Yes.
But your son in the spirit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel very much I want to bring not just them to buy, I feel very much it's a lot of other people that come in here together. But I feel also want to bring a mother figure from the spirit world. Do you understand, please?
Um,
your mother still with us?
Yes.
She stayed with us. Now,
yes.
Well, now the reason I want to acknowledge the mother link here is because I feel very much. I don't know if your grandmother would be a lot, or I don't know if she would have brought you up, but I do feel that she acknowledged you to be like a daughter to her rather than just a granddaughter. How close were you to grandma from your mother's side of the family?
I was close to her, but she had a lot of grandchildren. I didn't get to live close to her, but I was close to her.
Okay. Now your son is very specific. He's coming here very, very close to you. But I feel very much that he said to you, please don't worry. Please don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Now, I don't know why he wants to give you this reassurance. I don't know if it's what he's by saying this. He's trying to say to you that there is a mingle somewhere around. There is a little unsettled. There's something that's very unsettled around the family. Why he wants to make you to confirm to you that everything's going to be okay.
Oh, I'm everything's a mess in my life. I've been sick and poor and everything.
Because he's acknowledging this, and he's the kind of way that you say, oh my God, what am I doing here? But the reason why he knows, he wants you to know the reason why you're still here is because your time is not up yet. You're not going anywhere. And it's whatever you're going through at the moment, it's just this little change around you, the change that is happening, but happening quite drastically. Because I do feel, you just been donating. This is what I see. I don't know if you've been donated or you just been to a hospital having blood tests.
I was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Because he's acknowledging this. He's acknowledging what happened. He's acknowledging that you've been to a hospital. The reason why he wants to say the hospital is because he wants you to know that when you were at the hospital, he was by your side too, by your side. Now, okay, now this is one thing I like to acknowledge because I want to, I see you, I don't know if it's connected with you, but I see a person who is going up and down the country, but it's like the truck driver. Now,
you're seeing that like a person that drives a truck up and down.
That's right.
I have a neighbor who does that.
Okay. And this your neighbor, the one who's doing this kind of job, is he at the moment off work because he's going through a medical problem as well?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Right. I just want to pass this message because I feel very much it's his mother, basically. He just wants to acknowledge his son as well, the truck driver, which is at the moment perhaps is going through a little bit a problem himself. And perhaps if you were to just to pop over and just to say, you know, just to make sure that he's okay. And if he wasn't, just say to him, you're going to be fine. You don't have to tell him no much. Just confirm it, okay? But apart from you, because I feel, I know this with you really, I'm interested because your son is the one, it's not that he's concerned about you. It's not that he's concerned about your health. However, if it was a concern about your health, he would say, yes, I'm concerned. But one thing I like to acknowledge here is passing. So I don't know if, are you fainting?
Am I fainting?
Mm.
I'm just tired.
Okay. Because, you know, I feel I need to acknowledge the imbalance with you at the moment.
Huh.
You understand?
My mother, not really. I guess.
Okay.
A little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
My mother now lives with me, and that was her mother, is the sea.
Okay. And
that
she,
I had
okay.
been praying to mm-hmm. a lot recently, because her children, which would be my aunts and uncles, none of them speak to me or help me or anything. And I don't know why.
There is not a big reason why. There can never be a big enough reason why the loved ones sometimes they drag. They walk away from loved ones, shall I say. It's just I feel that people at the moment are too much worried about themselves, so they don't have time to worry about anybody else. You understand this?
Right.
But
right.
you have done nothing wrong. Nobody got anything against. Nobody has nothing against you either. Is a new baby coming? Is a new little girl coming to the life?
Yes, she's due very soon. And
it's a girl, is that right?
Yes, it's a girl. I don't know her name.
Yeah, because
and we were thinking, I was thinking Cecilia maybe, but
yeah, because that's why they give it to me, that it's a little girl. And I know that she's going to be arriving, perhaps, I don't know, in the next 3-4 weeks or 3-4 days. I don't know, but the 3 is important with her.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
well, I would love to be there, but it doesn't look like I'm going to get to be there.
You'll be there. You're going to be there.
Really?
You'll be there. Yes, you'll be there, okay? Remain positive. Stay positive. But the most of all, take care of yourself, because I do feel very much at the moment, you know, is if this is what I feel with you. If you're sitting in the sofa, you fell asleep. You understand this?
It sounds like my mother.
Your mom is doing this?
My mother is doing this, and she's living here with me. Is her mother, that the sea.
Right, correct. Okay, because I do feel a lot of tiredness around you. I feel that it's kind of way that you just kind of wait until the time is for bedtime, basically, and then you take your bones to the chair, to the bed, be able to relax. You understand this, please?
Yes.
Now, the month of April is very important. What's the month of April for you, sweetheart?
My son was born on that month.
Okay, he's acknowledging the month of April. I just like to pass on to you this. Now, the brain tumor.
Okay. My mother.
Okay. Because, you know,
that nobody told us about, and nobody wants to help or anything.
How did you find out about it?
I read a report, but the doctors had never told us.
Okay. How bad do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
Right. Perhaps you, and of course, I'm not going to give you much onto this because then it's not a secrecy, but it's because how advanced it could be. And perhaps they need to do something about it, because I know that, I feel as I'm talking to you, I've been given this by your son, and the pressure is on my back, at the back of my head, and my left-hand side. Do you understand this?
Okay.
And so please, if you acknowledge them, if you just acknowledge the message, perhaps they do something about it, because I'm not saying there's no concern. That anything is a concern to all of us. So they just like to say, please do something about it, okay?
And that is for my mother, not for me.
Not for you. No.
Okay.
Not for you. Nothing for you.
All right.
For you, just rest. Rest your bones, as your son would say, okay? Right. Darlene, I'd like to say thank you very much for calling tonight. And please, if you like to listen to the message, please go to www.mikespirit.fm. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a good day, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Sharon, sweetheart. Lots of love and healing to you.
Mm.
And thank you, Oscar.
That was.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Oscar. I think we've got one more. I'm going to do a quick one, because I know we're coming towards the end of the show, and I want to have a quick chat with you before we go off, Oscar.
Okay. Yes,
so, hello. Do we have a caller online?
Is that me?
I think that's you. I can hear your voice. Can you hear my voice?
Yes, I can. I just wasn't expecting to get to me. Thank you.
Oh, I think we did. I think we needed to get to you with the sounds of it, sweetheart. Not that anything bad's going to happen to you, but I can just tell by your voice, actually, to be honest with you. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Rose.
Oh, lovely name, Rose. And, oh, now we've fed that, haven't we? Because Oscar's been talking about giving away roses.
Roses.
Yeah, and we've got a rose coming to us. So, Rose, darling, where are you?
I'm in Nevada.
Ah, okay. Nevada, I always feel, is a very spiritual place. I've been very drawn and pulled to that area myself personally. Anyway, this is about you. Is there anything specific you want me to look at for you, sweetheart?
I have a couple of concerns about my daughter, if you could look at that.
Okay. Okay,
she's having some health problems.
What, sweetheart?
She's having some health problems.
Is her eyes connected? Because I've got my eyes really closed here. Don't want to open my eyes.
She's been having a lot of headaches lately.
Okay.
That might be what you're picking up.
She's closing her eyes, almost like I'm closing my eyes and I don't want to open them. So I'm wondering if the light is affecting her, sweetheart. Because we naturally protect ourselves when there's something wrong with us. And it's usually what we'll eat certain foods, which we will need to eat. But with her, I'm closing my eyes, so it's almost like I feel the light is affecting her. And I get a sense she needs to have an eye test, okay? I don't know if she needs some glasses, but I just feel something connected around the light going in the back of the retina is the feeling that I'm getting here. I'm not a doctor. It's just what I'm being given to give to you, okay, sweetheart? Okay, now, have I got sort of lower problems here as well, below the stomach?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I don't want to be too personal here because we're all ladies apart from Oscar and Grant's hiding in the background and Ken and a few other few little sneaky listeners. But I feel I'm there in that area. And I feel that there may be a little bit of surgery, but it will be absolutely fine.
Yeah, well, okay, because that's what she's actually going to the doctor today to find out if there's anything they can do. But she's been having a lot of pain in that area.
Yeah. I am a Reiki master, and I can see the scan of the body, and I feel raw around my tubes. So I don't know whether you'll find something to do with the ovary or something to do with something's inflamed and uncomfortable down there, but it's all repairable. It's nothing that is going... I mean, obviously, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I can see, okay? And I feel it's around that area, and I feel, you know, when the body's sore, it lets you know it's sore, and it's saying... have a look at me. There is some sort of, they'll look and I feel they'll do something really quickly and it will be a big relief. That's my feeling. It's come out the blue is my feeling. It's been on and off over time, but then maybe gotten a little bit more painful recently. Do you understand this?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. It'd be fine, sweetie. Absolutely fine. I know I'm saying that. Easy for me to say because it's your daughter and she's feeling the pain. But I think they're going to pinpoint it really quickly and it'll be resolved. It's nothing major for you to worry about. Do you understand? The body's sore and it's saying something's inflamed. It's red and inflamed and it will be resolved. Okay. So I know that was very short for you because we're coming up for time. And Rose, I hope that's helped you, sweetheart. But I will send some absent healing for your daughter to help you as well. All right.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. You both have a blessed evening.
You're lovely. Thank you, darling. Oh.
And I will send some healing for Rose's daughter as well, of course.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Rose, sweetheart. Now, I think we've got time for a little bit of a chat.
And Grant Collier as well said in healing toward the lady as well.
Oh, there you go. You've got a lot of healing going on there. So, Oscar, sweetheart, oh, it's all gone now.
I know, the time flies, you know.
Yeah.
It's been so great.
Thank you. I love sharing time with you.
It was beautiful.
It's natural. I feel really natural with you, Oscar. I would like to say thank you to everybody for listening to the show. I would like to say I'm sorry for all the callers that we didn't get to. My final show is next week at the same time, and I will have Mandy Masters. Now, that's one not to miss. And I think I've got my mate Nick Stepani coming in as well. So, you know, it's going to be a fantastic show. And Oscar, I'll be working with you again, okay?
We will, Sarah, we will.
Thank you.
And I look forward to that.
And I will too.
Thank
you.
I know
I'm coming down that way with Psychic Fairs, coming down to Bournemouth down that way. So I'll have a chat with you about that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Ken, are we playing a song now? We're playing Fix You, and then we'll finalise the show. Thank you to Mel and Grant as well.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home and ignite your foes, and I will try to let it go. But if you never try, you'll never know just what you are.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.